Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Palm Sunday, so I'd like to preach about the cross. My name is Hiroshi Horikawa. I'm the senior pastor of this church. I preach maybe once in 2 months or every month. Today's title is The Purpose of the Cross. The Purpose of the Cross. Question. My question. Jesus died on the cross. He was crucified. However, in that era, in the New Testament era, in Israel, stoning was the death penalty of the Jews, right? Yeah, they kill, throw stones. Yeah, but Jesus was not killed by stoning, but crucifixion. But he was crucified. Are there any reasons or purposes in that Jesus died on the cross? That's my question. Have you ever have the same question? stoning, I quoted from some reference. Stoning is a method of execution during which a group of people, usually peers of the guilty party, throws stones at the condemned person until he or she dies. Death by stoning was prescribed in the Old Testament law as a punishment for various sins. Both animals and people could be the subjects of stoning. Exodus 21:28. And stoning seems to have been associated with sins that cause irreparable damage to the spiritual or ceremonial purity of a person or an animal. This is a description about stoning. Actually, Jesus was about to be stoned. Do you know that? In John chapter 10, verse 30 to 32, I and the Father are one, that Jesus said. I and the Father are one. Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. That Jesus was about to stone. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? I show the miracles. Do you stone me? And they didn't throw. They could not throw. And also you know John chapter 8. The woman was about to stone. Because she committed adultery, but Jesus saved her, right? The stoning was the death penalty in that area, in the era. Paul was stoned, but not dead. He was stoned, actually. In Acts 14, chapter 14, 19-20, that was not in Israel. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. Paul was stoned. But after the disciples had gathered around him, because he was stoned, maybe full of blood, he got up and went back into the city where he was stoned. What a guy. Yeah. Maybe he was healed, cured, or he was full of wounded blood, but he wanted to spread the gospel again. But he did not, he was not killed. But you know, the Stephen was stoned and died. It's Acts 7. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. So this is not the regular type of death penalty. You know, it's like a personal just killing. And while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Wow, what a prayer. The stones hit his head or body, but he prayed those who stoned him, like Jesus prayed on the cross. When he had said this, he fell asleep. He was dead. So, as I showed you, in that time, in that era, the stoning was the death penalty of the Jews. But Jesus was not stoned. Of course, he was about to, but he did not kill by stoning, but cross, crucify, crucifixion. As a matter of fact, Jesus foretold he would not be killed by stoning. In John 3, 14 to 18, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. So we cannot say this is the foretell about the how he dead, but this is Jesus describe how he died. For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in him, the name of God, one and only Son. The last part you know very well. But the importance is, Jesus said, how I give my life. How I died. How he will be condemned. He said, the Son of Man must be lifted up. Like Moses lifted up the snake in the desert. So, do you know the story that Moses lifted up the snake in the desert? So, like Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, I have to be lifted up. So, this is the story how Moses lifted up the snake in the desert. It's Numbers 21, 4 to 9. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food, this manna, right? Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you." Oh, somebody. From heaven? Did I say something wrong? Pray that Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said, "Moses, make a snake and put it up on the pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. This is the story. So Jesus said, just as Moses did. So in the story, the Israelites who spoke against God and Moses were killed by snakes, right? But Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on the pole by the order of the Lord. He who looked up, the snake lived. He put the bronze snake and put it on the pole. So people who were bitten, maybe almost dying, but if they look up the snake, of course, the bronze snake had no power to heal, but they obey the order. They obey the what Lord said. If you look up the snake, you'll be healed. So they look up the snake and lived. So Jesus had to be lifted up like the bronze snake to save the people who look up him. If Jesus was stoned when he died, where is he? Under the stones. Nobody can look up him. It's under the stone. So he has to be lifted up so anyone who believes in him, look up him. So this is the one of the purpose Jesus was dead on the cross. If he was stoned, he was under the stone, then nobody could look up him. The second purpose is that he has to be cursed. Jesus had to be cursed. This is Galatians 3:10 to 14. "For all who rely on the work of the law are under a curse. As it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. The law is not based on faith. On the contrary, it says the person who does these things, they will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit." Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has to be cursed on behalf of us. But in order to be cursed, he has to be hung on a pole. This is Deuteronomy. This is Deuteronomy 21, 22, 23. If someone guilty on a capital offense is put to death and their body is exposed on a pole, you must not leave the body hanging on the pole overnight. Be sure to bury it the same day, because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse. Under God's curse. You must not disgrace the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inherit. If someone guilty of capital offense is put to death by stoning, and exposed on a pole. So this is very severe case, I think. You know, but we don't have any description in the Old Testament, somebody hang on a pole. But the Deuteronomy said, if you guilty of capital offense, somebody, something very important, sin, is exposed on a pole. Because but to show their dead body on the pole, you can see this one is under God's curse. This is Old Testament law. So that Jesus was hung on the pole, the cross, because he became the curse on behalf of us. So I can tell the purposes of the cross. Number one is to become a curse for us and redeem us. To become a curse. To Christ redeem us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. But if he was stoned, he could not be the curse for us. So he has to be on the cross. And number two, to save us and to give us eternal life. The Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Like Moses put the stone, bronze snake on the pole, and everyone who look up the snake who are healed. So this is the second reason Jesus was crucified, so everyone could look up him. And number three, this is the purpose I think, is stone could not be the sign of salvation. If Jesus was killed by stoning, what thing on the top of the church? Right? Yeah? Stone, yes. Yeah. So you're looking for the church, where is the stone on the roof? Ah, it's weird. Cross is the most simple but perfect design, the designer said. Yeah. Anything in this world except cross. Cross is the best sign. And anybody can see that is cross. Yeah. And easy to recognize, and we look up this sign. When we see this sign, we are safe, because this sign is the curse of God. Right? Yes, Jesus was dead and he became a curse of God. So we are not cursed by God. Amen. When we see this sign, we are healed. We are free. We live. Yeah, because he is the one who gives us life. Amen? Yeah. Thank God, this beautiful sign, cross, yes. So, does anyone have the cross here? Nobody? Nobody in this room? Oh, wonderful. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Yes, 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 yeah. But not many. sorry about that. But thank God, we are free, we are not cursed, and we live in the name of Jesus, the sign of Jesus, the sign of cross. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. This afternoon, we know why Jesus was crucified, why he was dead on the cross, not by stoning, because he became the sign of salvation, because he's the sign that we are not cursed. Lord, we are free. Yes, we can live. Nobody can harm us. Nobody can curse us. We are perfectly free and we can live eternal life. As long as we lift up our eyes onto the cross. Lord, we look up our eyes to your cross all the time. Because if we look up the cross, we can see you. We can see God. Amen. We are perfectly saved and the son of you and daughter of you. Thank you for the sign of cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you.